Bill McKibben has a couple more minutes with me. I'm Paula Gordon with Bill Russell. And the three of us together have been talking a lot about the ideas that you bring us, wonderful ideas, hopeful ideas in deep economy. And I think hope is a very important part of this conversation because, as Carl Safina said to me when I asked a very naive question some years ago, when he was talking about the oceans dying, that would be the oceans.
Yes.
He said, well, if you're hopeless, then you don't do the work. And we have to have hope moving into this. One of the words that I've used over and over again in the last number of years, I was really fascinated to find you all over it, is hyper-individualism. Mm-hmm. There's not much hope in that, but by recognizing it, naming it, as the Native Americans would say, we can get past that place that is in such unsplendid isolation to give ourselves and the planet real hope.
Move back towards some kind of community. That's right. And you can feel it in all kinds of ways. I mean, I'm on college campuses a lot, and this year's been exciting. I don't know who, you know, anybody's supporting for president, but I do know that watching people respond to that kind of notion of hope that the Obama campaign was getting out among young people was it's been pretty moving. They feel a certain kind of possibility, and that possibility is all about that sort of connection, you know.
And they feel empowered. They
exactly
feel as
right
if they can
well,
do something.
When Yes We Can is the theme song.
And Yes We Can, and the important word in that is we.
Yeah.
That's what people were responding to. And
that's not quite the same as just say no.
That's it. There's something different in the air. And, you know, part of that's the desperation of knowing that we don't have much choice and much longer to make things different. But partly it's the deeply human idea that we really, you know, that we have the big brain and the big heart for some reason, and that it'll be enough if we're wise and if we're kind to overcome the difficulties we find ourselves in, especially the environmental ones. Very daunting, very tough, but the movement that's starting to grow is very beautiful.
And the young ones can see some of this. It isn't just self-preservation, is it?
Nope. They're, on the one hand, scared and sometimes angry about what we've done to the planet they have to inhabit, but they're also so beautifully willing, painfully willing, to try and, at this late date, make it work. And to see that kind of community building in those places, that's the thing that makes me hopeful or at least willing to get up and keep working on it every single day. I like them all so much.
And you have one yourself.
I do. She's 14, and she's a great girl, Miss Sophie.
Is there the bumper sticker that we can take with this 350? Because it seems to me that, yeah, we're past that, but gosh, you know, we really could do this.
We've been saying the six words that come after it for us are global warming, global movement, global future. We'll see.
We will indeed, and you'll keep reporting on it. We thank you so very much, Bill McKibben.
Thank you, guys.
In Deep Economy, Bill McKibben brings to life lots of ways people are already using the wealth of communities to create a durable future. As he says, we darn well better get to work. One avenue for doing so is at www.350.org. Thank you for that and much, much more, Bill McKibben. Thanks also to Georgia Interfaith Power and Light for sharing Mr. McKibben with us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.